Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
James Corden's career is in tatters, and it's all thanks to one person, James Corden. And this was the moment it all came crashing down. According to an Instagram post from a restaurant owner, James had gotten incredibly nasty at a New York restaurant berating the staff. Any other celebrity might have gotten away with it. But after decades of scandals, controversies, and nastiness, it was the last straw for James Corden.
I think I was booked to be on within the next couple of weeks. He
canceled you.
Canceled me. I tried to call him.
Yeah.
And he never...
Would probably take the call.
Ever.
Somebody wrote on his show and they're like, oh, he seems so nice. And he was like, he's like Ellen.
For years, James Corden's behavior was an open secret in show business. From celebrities to service staff to random members of the public, everyone had their own story. In front of the camera, audiences were enraptured by his down-to-earth, personable charisma. But the price he'd paid to reach the very top of Hollywood came at a cost that would destroy him from the inside. You see, unlike lots of other Hollywood celebrities, James Corden didn't come from money or great fame. He was born in England to a family of modest means, and in pretty much every way you can imagine, his early life was just incredibly average. The only difference was James himself. His autobiography goes into great detail about how he was a born performer. When he was just 3 years old, he was attending his babysitter's christening, and in the middle of the ceremony, James stood up on his chair and started making funny faces to the people sitting behind him. He says it was his earliest memory and that it laid the foundation for his love of performance, that feeling of being noticed and at the center of attention. It also wasn't the last time James would try to steal the spotlight though, as we'll soon see. As James had always wanted fame. According to this early interview, he was as lazy as possible in school. All he wanted to be was an actor or musician, and he never studied. But even when he landed his first part in a musical at 17, he was bored after a month. Relegated to just being a background singer, he felt underutilized despite barely having any experience whatsoever. Quote the monotony of it, and the fact that I was just stood at the back. I was 17, you've got to have a ridiculous ego to be 17 on your first job thinking, what's this? Why am I just stood at the back? In my head, I thought I'd walk in and they'd go, wow, we should give him a song. And so for years, James repressed his feelings of being unseen. He would just take any role he could get, no matter how much it hurt his ego. At first, it was just scraps, tiny one-line roles on forgotten daytime TV shows and lost commercials. He still struggled with working hard though, directors told him he was too lazy and that he lacked focus. At this point, he wasn't much more than a warm body, someone to fill a role that anyone could have done. On soap operas, directors just used him as the replaceable fat character, making jokes about how he smells. Fat, lazy, and disrespected by everyone around him, fueled with the business to take over the industry. No one around him respected him. All while he was lazy but incredibly ambitious, which led to a completely toxic mix of both wanting vengeance and fame. But before we continue, I want to tell you about our video sponsor. Because if you ever feel like you know what to eat, but something deeper keeps putting you back into bad habits, then you're not alone. Late night snacking, stress, and overeating after work left me feeling frustrated at the lack of progress in my fitness goals, making me always feel guilty the next day. Which is why I want to tell you about Hypnosio by Orbio World. As unlike traditional weight loss programs, Hypnosio rewires your relationship with food. Not through diets or calorie counting, but through the subconscious mind. out. Every session targets the root cause of weight gain. Things like stress, emotional eating, and lack of portion control. You literally retrain your brain to crave better foods and feel full naturally. I've been using this for a few weeks now, and I notice I don't reach for snacks when I'm bored anymore. It's not about restriction, it's about changing how your brain reacts to food. And it fits into any schedule. You can do a 10-minute session before bed or just while commuting. As people using Hypnosio lose twice as much weight as with traditional diets, and 94% maintain their results long term. It lowers stress, teaches mindful eating, and builds emotional control, all without extreme routines or gym obsessions. So if you've tried everything and nothing sticks, try working with your subconscious instead of against it. And if you use my link in the description or pinned comment below, you'll get 15% off of your first subscription. So start your journey with Hypnosio today. And if he couldn't work his way to the top, he would then take it on with his own hands, making his own show instead. And from there, he can actually live up to his ego. It would be through his own shows like Fat Friends and eventually Gavin and Stacey that gave Corden the space to perfect his act. He was larger than life in all senses of the word. On screen, he was the nice guy who let his emotions get away from him. But he also embodied the cheeky, cheery, and witty character that was everywhere at the time. He was more approachable and down to earth than other sitcom characters, and it made him much more palatable to a wider audience. Meanwhile, James Corden was quietly building his career in other ways. He got parts in the West End to act on stage, finally, while also making key connections within the industry. When Gavin and Stacey finally took off and became incredibly popular, James Corden was front and center of UK audiences. He was both one of the writers, the creator, and the main actor. One of the later episodes even became the most watched scripted TV program of the entire 2010s, pulling in over 10 million viewers. But even as James Corden shot up to the top of British show business, the warning signs were beginning to appear. That bitterness and anger hadn't gone away. He had gotten everything he wanted, and now he was finally making his way up to the top. But the feeling of rejection and anger from the early years was still there. And this level of fame and recognition wasn't going to be enough, as James saw this only as the first stage of his larger plan to become famous. Now, everyone knows that fame changes people, but we still don't know much about the specifics of how people react to fame. The closest thing we have comes from a study which analyzed interviews with famous people from across the spectrum. While everyone's journey was different, they found that people generally reacted to massive fame in four distinct phases. At this point in his career, Corden was squarely on the first stage, acclamation. When you go from a normal life to massive fame very quickly like Corden did...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Do you get hit with the shock of it all at once? The difference is night and day. You go from being unnoticed to having everyone's attention on you at all times. Finally, you're not lonely and angry anymore. Different people have different reactions, but the study explains that generally it's a love-hate relationship. As you can imagine, you can easily get drunk in this, thinking that because so much has changed, that you're really just a completely different person now. You can even start to believe that the rules don't apply to you anymore. We've seen this all the time, whether it be Steve Jobs refusing to have a license plate and parking disabled bays, or people like Ellen completely abusing all the people that make her show to begin with. And there was one famous moment from early on in James's career that shows us this in perfect detail. In 2008, Corden appeared on the pop singer Lily Allen's talk show. He was clearly falling for her, and later interviews would reveal that he'd been crushing on her for a long time. At the time, people thought the exchange was just flirty banter, but years later, Lily Allen revealed that she wasn't interested at all, writing in a tweet that, "He came on to me in front of a studio audience. If I'd have shut him down, I would have been labeled cold or up myself or snobbish." James also said that he thought they were dating. They hung out a few times after the interview, but it never led anywhere. Realizing that Lily Allen didn't feel the same way brought back all those childhood feelings. All those insecurities about being a fat, lazy loser. Something that the fame was trying to mask in the first place. And it wasn't the only time that Corden's overly confident and loud persona got him in trouble that year. At the 2008 BAFTA Awards, for example, Corden reportedly used his acceptance speech to question why the judges hadn't given him a different award instead. And then at a different awards ceremony, he made overly sexual jokes about Keira Knightley. People laughed it off at the time, but today it does look a little different. But how he reacted to fame may have well created division between him and his castmates on Gavin and Stacey as well. In fact, behind the scenes, their relationship was on a razor's edge. While today they're still at least happy to work together, Corden fell out with lots of them after the show ended in 2010. His co-star on the show, Matthew Horne, stopped working with Corden shortly afterwards. The pair had both been trying to follow up their success with Gavin and Stacey for years, but all the other sketch shows and pilots they tried out fell relatively flat. Now, we don't really know what happened between them personally, as they both keep that very guarded, but it's clear a rift developed at this point. In a later interview, Corden seemed to regret what had actually happened, while being careful not to apologize or actually own up to anything at all. In this chat with Piers Morgan, Corden talked vaguely about why they weren't working together. He was clearly emotional when Piers revealed that Matthew Horne had been asked to come on as well, but had actually refused.
And we asked him to take part in this program.
Right.
And he chose not to.
I didn't know that.
He said he could understand why though, and Matthew Horne would later call them hectic times. It was clear something had happened, and James was feeling guilty about it. Rob Brydon, one of Corden's Gavin and Stacey co-stars, had to give him an intervention after he went off the deep end with his partying and his new persona. In a later interview, he described him as becoming spoiled and bratty.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Saying that he's suddenly enjoying the fruits of his success and he just lost his way for a bit, he was burning the candle at both ends and becoming ratty and irritable. It was clear that Corden was overdosing on fame, money, and attention, all the things he never had growing up. And as he got more and more used to fame, he began to enter the second stage of dealing with it, true addiction. Having a massive ego already made Corden much more susceptible to the problems with fame. One issue is that your self-belief gets fueled by your own success, and this changes the world around you. In one way, it alienates you from all of your old friends. They know the real you, the person that you were before you were famous. So as you change over time, they can lose touch with you and eventually things can spiral out of control. And it's very likely this is what happened to Corden and his old Gavin and Stacey castmates. Meanwhile, becoming famous brings you all sorts of new friends. They're often sick of fans, only looking to elevate their own position or squeeze some money out of you while flattering you as much as possible. Fame traps you between these two worlds and it turns you into two separate people, your old authentic self and your new famous persona. Corden said that he'd listened to Rob Brydon and changed his ways, but the evidence suggests otherwise. To fuel the addiction, you leave your old boring self behind, and as time went on, Corden would soon become the person that he used to pretend to be. Perhaps one of the worst moments of Corden's career came at another awards ceremony in 2010. This time, the Glamour Woman of the Year Award. A night meant to celebrate the work of women within the industry came apart as Corden clashed with an intoxicated Patrick Stewart. Neither of them come off well here, but James in particular looked terrible, especially considering what we know now. Sir Patrick Stewart made some jokes at his expense, and any rational person could have just laughed them off and continued the show.
If you fancy the Jonas Brothers, cover your belly.
It all would have been fine and people would have forgotten the next day. But at this point, it's likely that James was deeply addicted to being the center of attention at all times. Once you've gotten over the shock and you get a bit more used to the spotlight, fame becomes all the more intoxicating to some people. As the study says, one may enter a cycle of addiction, happiness becomes synonymous with celebrity, and one incessantly strives to remain the center of adoring attention. Corden here couldn't stand being taken out of the spotlight and being made fun of, even though it was just for a second. Seemed to trigger the old insecurities from childhood, as he then blows the whole thing up and escalates the situation, trying to make sure his reputation and fame is completely untouched. So instead of laughing it off, he immediately gets in Sir Patrick Stewart's face, trying to intimidate him.
Don't stand at the back of the stage with your hands in your pockets, looking around as though you wished you were anywhere but here.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong, sir. You couldn't be more wrong.
The pair traded jabs, with James getting the last line.
You can see my belly, and we can all see you dying right now. Let's go for it. Here we go.
And it's all hilariously juvenile, and Corden could have easily been the bigger man. At the time, people saw it out of the ordinary. But today...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It fits the picture a whole lot better. James had burned lots of bridges in the UK during this early part of his career. Meanwhile, he was addicted to fame, fortune, and attention. This gave him a big problem. Where could he go next? He had the love of audiences and he was a massive household name, but he also had lots of problems within the UK's TV and film industry. That was where he made his next big move. Throughout the early 2010s, James still got lots of parts in films and he got lots of gigs hosting awards ceremonies as well. His on-screen persona was one of the most digestible and palatable for that kind of job. Most of the time, he made a few innocent jokes and just kept things moving. It wasn't enough though, and to keep his fame intact, he had to get involved with something new that would keep him relevant. That was when he turned to America. In the UK, he was now just old news. Most Brits had soured on him and lots of the entertainment industry were sick of his antics. In the US though, he was still fresh and exciting. They ate up his persona even more than British audiences. To them, he epitomized a growing idea of what normal British people were like. Instead of the usually dry, cutting British humor that most Americans were used to, he put across a much more approachable, less intimidating vibe. It was helped along with his relationship with One Direction. Early on, he had clearly noticed that they were going to be the center of attention, and being anywhere near their orbit would also elevate him. So he became friends with them, and on screen, he was like their fun uncle. When his bet paid off and their fame exploded, it then gave him an introduction to so many young people in America as this older, personable, funny guy, and it made his transition to Hollywood that much easier. Eventually, the stars aligned and his plan worked. He secured his next massive gig, taking over from Craig Ferguson on The Late Late Show, one of the top late-night comedy shows on US TV. At first, it looked like everything was going great. Corden inherited a massive, passionate audience from his predecessor. They had loved his quick wit and his charm and the way he pushed the genre forward. Corden was a big success as well, but for different reasons. He didn't have Craig's lightning-quick banter, instead he used that down-to-earth persona he had been crafting for years to create easy conversations. Even if he wasn't all that funny, he was perfect for making the show easy to watch. He also changed the format of the show to suit his style, bringing on lots of guests at a time, rather than just one, and focusing the show on partly scripted games and segments instead of improvising a conversation with them. For Corden, it looked like graduating to the big leagues. In the US, he would gain even more fame and stardom than he ever could dream of in the UK. Hollywood was the place for people like him, obsessed with their own importance and their own career, doing whatever it takes to get famous. And this meant that James Corden was now entering the third stage of fame, acceptance. As Corden got more and more used to his fame, he got complacent with it, and he started to expect special treatment. Anyone put in this position would feel these same effects. But for James Corden, it was even worse. He had always wanted to be successful, and now he really was one of the most famous people in Hollywood. The fake friends, the adverts with his face on, the suck-ups, the yes men were everywhere, all feeding back into his ego every single day, all day. And it was like a runaway train.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Despite being an outsider, Corden immediately fit into the culture. He was both willing to do whatever the producers wanted while also making sure they always had his eye on climbing the ladder. Just like he mentions in this clip.
But that's ego, I think. That's ego. That's what you're talking about, is ego. I lived for 8.5 years what could only be described as a narcissist's dream. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I cannot stress how much I think being the host of a late night TV show is one of the greatest jobs in the world. I think it's amazing. I think it is brilliant. Like, my God, how lucky am I to have done that? I think it's amazing. You know, but if you were another way inclined, you know, drive into a studio lot, you drive past a massive picture of your face. that's the first thing you see when you get to work, is a huge picture of your face and your name. You then park in an amazing parking spot with your name on it.
Today, he's well aware of it because he's been out of the game for years now, but at the time, he was completely sucked in. While he was rubbing shoulders with former presidents one minute, while getting the superstar treatment from all of his staff the next, it all became normal. Often, celebrities will know deep down how hollow this all is. They begin to regret the impact it's had on their family and their friends, and they miss their old, authentic selves. But when they've been in it for decades like James Corden, they can almost lose sight of that entirely. Carpool karaoke was the big draw of his show. It was perfectly designed to put the guest and the audience at ease without any pressure at all. Corden was still in the driving seat, both literally and figuratively. But it let the celebrities be themselves more than a studio interview with canned questions did. Even with the segment finding massive success though, it still led to some problems. Sometimes Corden would insist the celebrities only sing their most popular songs or switch songs out at the last minute to put them on the spot. The Friends reunion carpool karaoke episode was particularly harrowing. James Corden inserted himself into the thing front and center, while it was clear most of the cast members of the show didn't want to be there at all. The only song they managed to get him to sing was the theme song while they just drove around in a circle. Another segment Corden pioneered was Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts, a game where the guests either had to answer an embarrassing question or they had to eat something gross. Most of the time it went smoothly, but when Jimmy Kimmel came on the show, it exposed Corden for what he had become. Most of the time, Kimmel was just another late night host putting on a show. Next to James Corden though, he of all people was more authentic. Their segment was a strange one. Kimmel seemed determined to show up James, swallowing whatever gross food was put in front of him. James meanwhile weaseled out of the questions and never touched any of the food. That was until the very end, when Kimmel finally asked James the killer questions. Can you name two of your-
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Cameraman. James was immediately exposed. He actually had no clue and he had to admit this on his own show.
it's a different crew tonight, actually.
Watching him eat his embarrassment as well as some fish smoothie is one of the most satisfying things you ever see. For years, Corden's career dribbled along in Hollywood. Whether he was making obscene jokes about Harvey Weinstein or humping the air in an animal suit, he was generally present on the airwaves. Meanwhile, he continued to build up a bad reputation behind the scenes. It wasn't just the UK industry that hated him. Now those in the US were figuring out who he really was. In 2022, the penny finally dropped. The first strike was the restaurant scandal we mentioned at the beginning. Everyone knew he was nasty. For years, online threads had been filled with personal anecdotes of Corden being rude or entitled. For lots of people, it was long overdue proof of the fact. Then it was revealed that he had stolen jokes from both Ricky Gervais and from Noel Fielding a few years before. Lots of people pounced on the opportunity to take him down a notch. Celebrities and former friends came out of the woodwork, talking on podcasts about how they always had problems with him. Directors and producers described his bad behavior as well, no longer in fear of breaking the open secret. One even called him the most difficult and obnoxious presenter he had ever worked with. At this point, it's likely that James was in the final stage of dealing with fame, adaptation. After so many years at the top and now with it all crumbling around him, Gordon finally took his foot off the gas. It was a long time coming, but James was suddenly reminded of what actually mattered in his life, his family. Whether he's being honest about getting away from it all is another matter. Right now, James seems set on making a comeback, although it's unlikely he's aiming to do anything other than acting or writing.
What I'd really love to do is try and write one more thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to try and write one more thing. I'd love to write again with Ruth Jones. Mm-hmm. Who I wrote Gavin and Stacey with.
But for now, it seems like he's completely irrelevant. Nobody cares about him at all anymore. His views are trash, and it's hard to see people ever wanting him back. All the bridges are burnt in both the UK and the US, and now he's just doing a public apology tour and podcasts. His reputation is now so tattered and damaged, how could he ever win audiences back? Ultimately, it's clear that the very things that made him famous in the first place were the things that would destroy him forever. And all the sacrifices he took would end up devastating everything he loved. And remember to check out Hypnosio today by using the link in the description below.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.